Thank you for joining us for this Repertoire podcast. And now, your host, Scott Adams.
Hello, everyone. This is Scott Adams with Repertoire Magazine. I have Steve Esnar from Midmark with me today. We're going to be talking about better BP in the practices that you call on every day. There are three keys to better BP, and Midmark has a product category, or better yet, an ecosystem, a BP ecosystem that will help every one of your customers. It's such an important topic. So many practices don't take the proper BP, and then they prescribe medication, or they may miss something. It's a great way for you to bring some good content to your practices out there. And the good news is almost all of your practices, well, I would say pretty much all of your practices, even dental offices today, are taking vitals as people come in, blood pressure being one of those. So let's make sure that they are taking those vitals properly. And we're going to talk now with Midmark and Steve Esnard. Here we go. Hey guys, Scott Adams here with Repertoire Magazine. I have Steve with me from Midmark. Steve, thank you so much for being on the Repertoire podcast today.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Scott. Look forward to spending a few minutes here.
We're talking about better blood pressure, better BP on this podcast, which is near and dear to a lot of folks that are out there. It's hard. I know I'm on BP medicine, so I check mine regularly here at the house. But I also have it checked in the office, and in talking with Midmark over the years, I know the proper way they're supposed to take it. And so I will correct them when I'm in the practice because I want to get a good reading. So I'm looking forward to this conversation with you today, Steve. I'm going to jump right into the questions if that's good with you.
Yeah, that sounds great. Looking forward to it.
So kind of in recent years, we've seen an increased focus on the importance of controlling hypertension, and improving techniques to get blood pressure measurements when folks are in the practice. I know my dad always, and I've said this on podcasts before, but when I was told I had to start taking blood pressure medicine, I didn't want to do it. My dad's comment to me was, son, if you don't want to walk with a limp when you're 70 from having a stroke, you probably ought to start taking your blood pressure medicine. So it's so important to me to get that proper reading. Can you tell us a little bit more about why it's so important?
Yeah, you bet. And, like you said earlier, it's something that we all should take very personal. It's so basic, right? So appreciate that. Accurate blood pressure measurement is essential to effective care management in the clinical setting. It's so basic and essential. And there's a lot of growing evidence that links elevated blood pressure to increased risk of many of the chronic conditions across the patient population. We look at nearly half the adult population in the U.S. currently has high blood pressure. You mentioned yourself and the medication that you're on, right?
That's unbelievable.
Or they're at least classified as hypertensive. And some of these disease states like heart disease and stroke are the number one killers of Americans today. And high blood pressure is directly linked to and a contributing factor to both of those diseases. So, it's essential, like I was saying earlier, effective treatment and management of high blood pressure can make a real positive impact on multiple disease care metrics and is really proven to reduce overall patient morbidity and mortality. But, we're up against a battle because, the slight variations in technique and measurement and documentation of that blood pressure can leave patients and health systems severely at risk. So, with that being said, Scott, in fact, 16% of Americans today are at risk for errors in blood pressure measurement, up to plus or minus 5 millimeters of mercury, which I know I'm getting a little technical there, but it's leaving them vulnerable to the effects of a misdiagnosis. 16% may not sound like a lot, but that's roughly 50 million Americans. And that really starts to add up cost-wise. Costs related to inaccurate, inconsistent blood pressure measurement, and also, like I mentioned, add up so quickly. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they've come out and labeled hypertension as one of the nation's costliest health conditions that we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, it's the silent killer. And I think the reason that it's called that, I know at least for me, is when I first was diagnosed with it, I was was what I would have considered, other than when I was in college, probably the best shape of my life. I'm like, there's no way I have high blood pressure. I'm in good shape. I'm exercising. I'm eating right. And it's such a heredity thing. My dad had high blood pressure. My mom's side of the family had it. So my doc was like, you're going to have high blood pressure just because your family has had it. You know, with so many Americans, like you just said, 50% of Americans are at risk of having high blood pressure, 16% being misdiagnosed, which means you could be on a blood pressure medicine that's either too high for you or too low. Increasing cost to just the healthcare system across the board. Talk a little bit about, you know, how health systems are making serious changes to their blood pressure protocols and why that's so important for this distribution rep audience to make sure that their systems are doing the same thing.
Yep. Yep, for sure. So yeah, as I mentioned earlier, you know, those slight variations in technique, they can, they greatly impact the consistency of blood pressure measurements, right? So when historically, and we talk about blood pressure capture in the physician office setting, it's traditionally been done manually, right? So manual capture of blood pressure readings aren't always consistent, and they can produce numbers differing from automated capture by as much as 10 millimeters of mercury. So a big swing there, and very important too. So, you know, looking specifically at the systolic blood pressure innervation trial. So again, the systolic blood pressure innervation trial, not to get into acronyms here, but it, you know, for short, we call it SPRINT. It defines clearly how blood pressure should be taken. And since the SPRINT study, there's been strong consensus in the industry on the guidelines for detection, evaluation, and management of high blood pressure. So now that we've got these clinical guidelines top of mind, Midmark designed the only fully integrated point of care ecosystem to help promote a more consistent, accurate blood pressure measurement. And we do that by targeting three key areas using three key unique products. So, you know, looking at big picture here, Midmark is the only and first company to implement a SPRINT-based BP protocol with the embedded AMA recommended patient positioning guidelines into a vital signs acquisition device. And what this does, it really helps ensure easier adoption of clinical protocols in the physician offices for more accurate blood pressure readings.
I don't think it's a Repertoire Magazine podcast if there's not an acronym in it. I'm just going to say that for the audience out there, because everyone that we do, and I'm sure they're all giggling in their cars right now, every podcast we do. I did one yesterday that had so many acronyms in it that I was dizzy by the end of it.
Yeah. You know, there's so many out in our industry now. You're so cognizant of it. You try to, you know, top of mind, you try to eliminate as many as possible, but it's
exactly
unavoidable.
But it's just the fabric of our industry and the culture of it. I think you mentioned the three target areas. Talk about that. You know, when you're looking at the ecosystem that we all work in, what are those three target areas that you mentioned?
Yeah. So at Midmark, Scott, we found that when you promote proper patient positioning, accurate and consistent vital signs capture, and the EMR connectivity. So those three things, right? Proper patient positioning, accurate and consistent capture of vitals, and that EMR connection. The result is a reduction in human variables that really impact the accuracy of blood pressure. So we've designed that ecosystem of products that work together to help make that standardization for our customers and the adoption of clinical guidelines, and then the staff training of it becomes much easier for them. So we call this ecosystem the Better BP ecosystem. And it's just important, really important to approach this ecosystem of products as an interconnected solution for our customers versus, you know, different singular products. And so we've heard a lot of feedback from a number of our distribution partners when they do that, it really helps set themselves apart from the competition.
I want to come back after this quick break and talk about that. Folks, you know, we can't do these podcasts without companies like Midmark who support distribution day in, day out, whether it's through advertising and repertoire, whether it's through their guys getting out in the car and riding with you or going and calling on accounts for you. So we're just going to take a 30-second break and hear from the folks at Midmark.
As a clinical environmental design company with more than 50 years of experience at the point of care, Midmark is changing how care is delivered. With an unmatched understanding of the healthcare environment, Midmark helps physicians and care teams deliver exceptional patient care through seamless room design, better equipment, smarter workflows, and integrated technologies. Midmark can help you and your customers with new approaches, innovative technologies, and proven solutions they need for a better point of care experience. For more information, visit midmark.com/bettercare.
All right, we're back from the break, and I want to, as a sales guy, I love the thought process around selling a system. So your sales go up, but it also selling a system where you get multiple sales in one call that actually is better patient care and benefits the end user. So talk about what type of equipment and technology is involved in creating that better BP ecosystem, and then a little bit about what that means to a dealer rep that's out calling on practices.
Yeah, you bet. You know, here's where we get to the meat and potatoes, as you call it, right? So, yep. As I mentioned, there's three parts to the solution, to that ecosystem: patient positioning, accurate and consistent BP capture, and that EMR connection, right? So, you know, first and foremost, talking about patient positioning, with that, you need a true height adjustable exam chair. With a low enough minimum height, one that has an adjustable back and adjustable chair arms that can really help the clinicians with adherence to those AMA recommended patient positioning guidelines. Helps them become more consistent, capture the blood pressure measurement accurately, right? So give you an example here, talking about Midmark solution and ecosystem. The Midmark 66 barrier-free exam chair with our patient support rails plus, that is designed to promote the AMA recommended patient positioning guidelines for accurate, consistent blood pressure capture. And the barrier-free low chair height of 15.5 inches allows the majority of the patients out there to place their feet flat on the floor, again, to those AMA guidelines, right? So feet are flat on the floor while the support arms that they're able to have the patients place their arms at the correct heart height. And then the power movement of the chair back, as I was mentioning earlier, also helps ensure the patient's back is properly supported, again, to those AMA guidelines. And, you know, really the 66 is going to be the tool needed for every patient out there, no matter what their condition, coming into a physician's office to meet those AMA guidelines of positioning for proper BP. And then, you know, we talked about, secondly, that accurate and consistent BP capture, right? So if we can do that by automating the vital signs acquisition process, it not only improves the clinical workflow at point of care, but it can also ensure a greater level of standardization and adoption of those clinical guidelines. You know, technologies such as the Midmark IQ Vital Zone, that vital signs monitor that has the embedded Sprint BP protocol, it really helps introduce automation at the point of care that can help ensure a high level of standardization, minimize those human variables, and maximize the consistency and data accuracy. So, again, another device, part of the ecosystem, that is really going to help lead towards that consistent and accurate BP capture.
Yeah, I think the key thing. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think the key thing there is that consistency in it, patient in, patient out. It's the consistency. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Keep going on the third point.
No, well, you make a great point, because that is the key. It is the consistency, repeatable from patient to patient, right? And and be able to create that standard across the, you know, we talk about health systems, all the consolidation out there in the market today from, you know, all different areas, parts of the country. And you've got many varying techniques and ways to capture blood pressure, whether it would be manual or automated before, you know, flowing into the EMR or not, and a lot of different ways to do it. Here, we'll be able to really accurately and consistently set a standard. So it really helps for sure. And then that third point that we're talking about is that EMR connection. That seamless connection from the vital signs device to the electronic medical record. It not only saves the clinician time, but can also eliminate the likelihood of those data transcription errors. So, and that's that happens all the time when you're talking about BP capture or other transcription during that patient's office visit into their electronic record chart. So, you know, having an EMR connected automated vitals device, such as the IQ Vital Zone that I mentioned earlier, it can transfer that data right to the EMR using zero clicks through a secure connection right at the point of care into that patient's electronic chart. So, you know, I mentioned this earlier, but no one else currently can offer this set of ecosystem solutions that Midmark has currently. So,
I used to know the stat of the errors from just it. You know, you see it all the time in practices where a nurse is taking your vitals and she writes it on her hand, and then she's got to go put that into a computer because she's not doing it through the EMR. And I used to know what that stat was, and it was staggering how high the error was just in that. Which again comes back to the consistency and what's going to get prescribed to that patient. From a medication standpoint, if they have high blood pressure. So super important to have that ecosystem there. You guys are usually cutting edge on things. So the next step I think you guys should take in the chair so that people's blood pressure's down is, you know, something to massage their back and feet while they're getting their blood pressure taken. Might help lower hypertension in America.
Yeah, heard that a time or two, but we do have heated seat options, so we're getting there. But yeah, heard the massage suggestion a few times.
Yeah, the King Ranch of BP chairs. All right, let's get back on track. What, you know, I had my blood. I've mentioned this before. I had my blood pressure taken probably two or three physicals ago, and the lady actually, this was before I'd ever talked to you guys about getting proper BP, and it was during the winter. I usually get my annual physical in February, and she took it over my sweater, and it was so different than when it wasn't. So that consistency of how they take it, I think, is so important when folks are out talking about this and the sprint methodology. You know, what do you think that the average provider understands the importance of capturing the right reading? And then what kind of response should a rep expect to get back from an end user when they bring that up to them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say yes. I mean, they've been through med school and they've been in practice. So yeah, they understand it. They understand the importance of capturing an accurate blood pressure reading, but the reality is that that it's on the checklist of things to do on every patient office visit that rolls through their door, and they're simply just checking that box of one of many boxes on that office visit. So, you know, the responses from the different care teams out there in our customers' facilities that we talked about earlier. Remember, our customers are really highly trained medical professionals, like I was alluding to, right? And they're constantly balancing that daily capacity, you know, with their patient base and the quality care of those office visits. And then on top of that, the administrative burden associated with documentation in their EMR. So as I said, you know, most understand the importance, but the reality of their daily work environment can inhibit their ability to follow those recommendations that we're talking about, those AMA guidelines. So, so discussing the costs and implications associated with variations in blood pressure measurement. Some are really surprised, while others understand the implications, but feel they are hindered by things outside of their control. So it's important for us when we're having those conversations, we begin to clearly understand the challenges that the customers are facing, whether it be their hurried work day, lack of effective technology, or lack of trust in that technology. So that's why it's important to bring awareness to our customers that manufacturers like Midmark not only provide product solutions, but clinical training as well to help them get over that hump.
I think it's why that ecosystem is so important as well, because it automatically kind of puts the patient in the right positioning to get the BP taken accurately. Right. And then you tie the EMR in, it takes that step out from an error and just transcribing it, as well as it speeds them up. So it gives them a little bit of that time back as they're trying to run patients through the practice on a regular basis. I want to wrap up with you here and just give you a chance to, what are the key takeaways from today's discussion that the dealer reps should be thinking of as they're going out and talking BP with, you know, basically across the continuum of care with their practices?
Yeah. Yep. Real important. I've got three takeaways here for you and for everyone out there. So number one, we each have the responsibility in our conversations with our customers and those care teams and, the health systems, those buying committees now, to truly optimize the clinical environment and positive impacts that we can make. It's a critical component to their diagnostic care for every patient that walks in their doors. So you mentioned earlier about your personal journey with high blood pressure, and like I said, 50 million Americans out there walking that same journey, and I urge, because we all walk in these shoes together, is to really make it personal.
Yeah.
And have your own personal story when you're going in for your own personal care or family member, your kids, your spouse, whatever the case might be, make it personal that you're engaged. And with that blood pressure, that first thing that you do when you get to the doctor's office, that's so basic, yet as we're talking about here, so very important. So make it personal, and then when you translate those personal conversations to your customers, that they'll feel that passion and connection behind it. So I would definitely urge our listeners out there to do that. And takeaway number two, again, getting back to the basics here: proper technique, adherence to clinical guidelines, and true EMR connection at the point of care, that's where we're going to improve the healthcare experience for patients and our customers. Those three small things can make a huge difference. So, and then finally, takeaway number three, Scott, I'd say when we work together, Midmark and our distribution channel partners, when we work together to bring these solutions to our customers, everyone's going to win. And you'd like to know more about this topic. If you do, there's several resources available to you. And for example, the Midmark Better BP 2-minute drill can be found on RepConnect. And if you'd like to learn more about Midmark solutions, please reach out to your local Midmark rep. We can help you start the conversations with your customers and help support you on this very important journey with them. So again, Scott, appreciate your time today, and we're there to help. So reach out to your local Midmark representative. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the call. I appreciate you mentioning RepConnect and the 2-minute drill. Guys, if you don't have RepConnect, it's in the iTunes App Store. Download it. It's free. It's got a ton of information and tools in there for you. But the 2-minute drill there is a great conversation starter to help you with this. And Steve, thank you so much for being on the podcast today and for the great information.
Yeah, you bet. Really appreciate you having me. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Great podcast with Steve there. I knew you guys would get a lot out of it. I know we've done similar podcasts with Midmark in the past about better blood pressure, but like I said at the beginning, it's across your whole breadth of accounts. They're all taking it. And this new system that they have that kind of incorporates all of it to get consistent blood pressure is great for them. I think what Steve said right there at the end is so important. If you can tie in a personal story around this, kind of like some of the ones that I was talking about during the podcast, it helps get that conversation going. It also helps to show, you know, how empathetic you are, but also, you know, how invested you are in the better care of their patients and their practices. So good luck out there selling the Better BP Ecosystem by Midmark. Don't forget the 2-minute drill and Rep Connect, and to contact your Midmark rep if you need some help selling this system. Good luck selling and have a great week.